Welcome to the Review of Joy and Company, your gateway to Christian literature, featuring conversations with best-selling authors and hot reviews with the authors you choose. Stay tuned in. We'd like to know, what are you reading?
Now that's a good question. What are you reading? Hello, I'm Joy. Once again, welcome to the review. Now, you know, since March 17th, we've been visiting with authors discussing an array of topics from a variety of genres. This evening, we're adding a news genre to our topic board. But first, we'll say hello to our co-host, Rosemary LeGrand and Lisa Duet King.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
We're visiting with Dr. Shalette Stewart, author of Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life. Dr. Shalette Stewart is the Associate Director of Business Development for Executive Education at the Southern Methodist University Cox School of Business. She's also principal and founder of Stewart Consulting, a leadership and development and business consulting firm based right here in North Dallas, serving both corporate and nonprofit clients. Shalette, welcome to the review.
Thank you, Joy. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Same for us. We're Thank really you. Excited and looking forward to this review.
Thank
now,
you.
Connecting your business plan with God's purpose and plan for your life. That opens up a multitude of cans. Dr. Stewart, tell us about Revelations in Business.
Revelations in Business, Joy, is the purpose-driven life for business leaders. If your listeners are familiar with Rick Warren's wonderful book, The Purpose-Driven Life, Revelations in Business is the purpose-driven life for business leaders. It provides biblical principles, practical tools, and real-life examples for connecting your profession with your purpose, your career with your calling. So what we do in business, we're anointed to do, and we have passion for it. You know, I always say we don't have a personal life and a professional life. We have one life. And we have to make that life count. So connecting your career with your calling is really what the platform is centered on.
Wow. Dr. Stewart, talking about personal, talking about spiritual matters within the walls of corporate America and within the context of commercial business, typically considered taboo and shunned about. Let me ask you, how does Revelation in Business fare in this arena without masking its connection to God?
Yes, excellent question, Rosemary. You know, when we consider some of the challenges that we're facing on Wall Street today, as you all know, those are not financial issues. Those are spiritual issues because of lack of integrity, lack of business ethics, lack of character. Oftentimes, a lot of those issues are stemming from just pure greed. And so we need to infuse business with biblical values, with godly principles. So much of what this country was actually established on that we've kind of walked away from as a society. And because of that, we're dealing with the aftermath. Dissatisfaction in corporate America, dissatisfaction with our careers, small business failures, corporate downsizing, reorganizations, jobs going overseas. So the platform of Revelations in Business really sets God at the center of everything, and particularly in the workplace and in the marketplace. You're absolutely right. It's oftentimes considered taboo, but it's time for a change, though. And so that's what Revelation in Business does.
It's great. One of the big buzzwords in entrepreneurship today is branding.
Mm-hmm.
Your branding is an integral element of most marketing plans. What is Revelations in Business' take on the issue of branding?
Excellent question, Lisa. You know, Revelations in Business takes the reader through the key elements of a business plan, from your mission and vision statement to your marketing plan, which includes your branding elements, all the way down to your financial plan and your exit strategy. So the great aspect about Revelations in Business is that if you do not have a business plan, then after reading the book, you will have one, at least the key elements of one, and more importantly, one that's based on biblical values. And if you do have a business plan, then Revelations in Business helps you take your plan to a higher level of excellence. So as it pertains to branding specifically, I address this topic in the chapter on the Divine Marketing Plan, where we talk about understanding your personal brand and who you are in God and what the Word of God says about you. You know, the Bible says that we are kings and priests, you know, and the lenders and not borrowers. There are brand elements, brand attributes that the Bible specifies. So I encourage your listeners and I encourage the readers to understand who they are in God first before they associate themselves with a brand such as PepsiCo or even SMU or Unilever or Lockheed Martin. So understanding your brand and what you stand for.
I particularly enjoyed that chapter.
Thank you.
It really was good because you expounded on us as ambassadors for Christ and that each of us individually are God's plan. We're God's brand. And when people see us and hear us, connect with us, they should be connecting with Jesus Christ himself.
Absolutely.
So I really enjoyed the way that you connected us and said, we're God's brand.
We are. Thank you.
You did a lot of really wonderful things in Revelations in business. I thought, what a great book for such a time as this.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent read. You also talk about the pull and push marketing strategies in Revelations in business. How do they relate to us as ambassadors for God in the workplace and the marketplace?
In the divine marketing plan, I specify push and pull strategies, and these are terminologies that are inherent in the marketing arena, but I apply them to the Word of God and to us as ambassadors in the marketplace and in the workplace. And simply what they are ways, strategies, tactics for us to bring others into the kingdom. And I'll give you an example of each. A push strategy in corporate America, let's say, is if you are extending invitations to your colleagues to join you for Bible study without them having expressed an interest. They may have no interest whatsoever. And that will, in fact, work with some folks. But for the majority, oftentimes it will be put off. So you're kind of trying to push them to come with you or go to Bible study. What may be a more effective marketing strategy is what is deemed a pull marketing strategy. An example of that would be, let's say you're in a corporate environment and the company is going through a downsizing or a reorganization and everyone is just concerned about their jobs. They're very fearful. They're very negative. They're frustrated. Oftentimes, if you, as God's ambassador, will still have a positive attitude, an optimistic spirit that will pull others to you. And I've had that happen to me, and I know you have, ladies, as well. Well, people will ask you, you know, what are you so happy about? Aren't you worried about your job? That is your opportunity to share your testimony. And they've actually inquired. So it's an opportunity to really pull them in.
Wow, that's an excellent. I mean, I can attest to that. I can attest to that. But let me ask you, extensive research was involved in writing Revelation in Business. Were you surprised at the number of successful businessmen and women who openly professed their Christian belief as a pertinent part of their business success?
No, I actually was not surprised. What surprises me are the number of Christians in the workplace and the marketplace who do not profess it. They're more covert, more silent in terms of their beliefs. And that does a disservice to us as the body of Christ, and it does a disservice to God. But so many of the leaders in the book, the testimonies that I share, I was so blessed to receive 14 formal endorsements from business leaders such as Dan Cathy, who you all know is the president and COO of Chick-fil-A, because they, as leaders, are seeing the need for Christian leaders to stand up and be counted. Do not be covert, but be overt and standing up for God in the workplace and in the marketplace. So it really surprises me how many I find out to be actually Christians who are not as overt in the marketplace. And it really does a disservice.
It does. Well, you know, it's a trickling effect. Rippling is a better word, a rippling effect, because I remember years, many, many, unfortunately, years ago when I first started out into corporate America, when you leave college, you know, and you're having those exit interviews and you're being trained on how to make your appearance into corporate America. Back then, and I won't say how many years ago it was, but back then we were taught that, you know, you don't bring your spiritual beliefs or religion into corporate America. So it's gotten to the point now where you can't go in corporate America unless you have good spiritual and religious platforms and beliefs. But there's a whole body of believers out there who were taught to stifle that.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. And unfortunately, that culture still exists within corporate America. And so I address that issue because it is, in fact, a challenge. Because here's the dilemma. The Bible says that we are to submit to our employers. So there are protocols and practices in place that we should submit to. But ladies, there's a way around that. We can still submit to our employers, but honor God. And one of the ways that we can do this and accomplish this is by just exemplifying Christ in the marketplace. You know, I love the quote, preach the gospel at all times and when necessary, use words. Oftentimes, ladies, we don't even have to use words. It's about just being. And I talk about that in detail in the chapter on the divine marketing plan, just being a person of character, keeping your word, showing up on time, following through, just exemplifying Christ, oftentimes is more powerful than any words that we can ever share.
And letting your light shine. Because,
right.
You know, the code of business conduct doesn't say anything about letting
exactly.
your light shine, right?
Exactly.
Well, I'm familiar with the four P's mm-hmm. of marketing, but you talk about a fifth P.
Yes.
The kingdom platform. Mm-hmm. So what is that and how does it relate to me as an entrepreneur?
Excellent question. You know, everyone's familiar with the four P's, price, product, place, and promotion. But in Revelations in Business, I share a fifth P, your platform. And what I mean by that is just understanding what your kingdom platform is for you as an individual. It means essentially at the end of the day, what is it that you stand for before you associate yourself with that company or that entrepreneurial venture? What's in your heart? What do you stand for? Is it honesty? Is it integrity? Is it godliness? What is it that you stand for? And understanding and entrenching yourself in that first before you begin to explore other platforms.
Well, you're tuned into The Review with Joy and Company, and we're visiting with Dr. Shalette Stewart, author of Revelations in Business. And, you know, we all have our list of favorite things like raindrops on roses or warm woolen mittens. Even Oprah has her list of favorite things. What has never made my list of favorite things is books on businesses or finance. And that is up until now.
Praise God.
Yes, exactly. Revelations in Business has just made Joy's list of favorite
Thank
things.
You.
And I really strongly want to encourage the audience to visit us at joyandcompany.org to find out more about Dr. Stewart and to obtain your copy of Revelations in Business. It's like having your very own personal business Bible right there at your bedside. You know, Dr. Shalette, we always weekly do something very special here. And we're talking about corporate business plans and individual plans. But on a weekly basis, one thing is certain that we know here is that God has a plan and a purpose for our life. And we encourage our audience to connect with that plan via the person of Rosemary LeGrand as she weekly delivers her WIC, Words Inspiring Change. Listen to this.
Thank you, Joy. Child of God, are you attempting something large enough that failure is guaranteed until God steps in? Well, listen with your heart this evening to what the Spirit of God is saying to you. He says, I am a jealous God. Be at peace with the Spirit within you. Give me my rightful place. Do not allow others to intrude. Be serious about learning me intimately, getting to know me intimately, so that you can have peace with me. I am not speaking this lightly to you. I have spoken this to you before. It is very urgent now. Give me my rightful place. Cast all fears and anxiety at my feet. I do not want you burdened down with too much. I have much work for you to do. Stay close to me and listen to my voice. You know my voice. You never hear the voice of a stranger. Stay close to me and I will perfect that which concerns you, knowing that apart from me, you cannot do anything. Trust me, and all will be well. Wow. What a word from God. What a mighty God we serve. Child of God, until next time, remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Trust him, and may God richly bless you.
Trust God and it will be well. That's a guarantee. Thank you, Rosemary, for the wick. Just follow his lead, fret not, and his peace will abide with you. Dr. Stewart, in chapter 6, you talked extensively about servant leaders. I think for most people, I know at least for me, when I hear the word servant, the next word that comes to mind is not leader, but rather a follower of the leader. In what ways does being a servant make us leaders?
You know, the phrase servant leader was broadly introduced to the world by a gentleman by the name of Robert Greenleaf. And he spent most of his career at AT&T. He's passed on now, but the Greenleaf Center focuses on his legacy around servant leadership. What that means for us as children of the Most High God is that if you think about Jesus, Jesus led by serving others. He would wash the feet of others. So if the Son of Almighty God can serve others, who are we not to? So that means that we must embrace this mindset that service is at a higher level. It truly is leading. It's leading by exemplifying the Most High. So if we put it in that realm, that perspective, it's not following at all, but it's leading and leading at a higher level, wow, a godly level.
So true, so true. Now, how do we establish a financial plan based on God's principles?
In the chapter on the divine financial plan, I go through a list of ways to establish a strong financial plan based on godly principles and economic dominion based on biblical principles. And I'll give you an example. The world is focused on profitability, growing profitability, and that's extremely important. But we as ambassadors in the workplace and in the marketplace have to take it to a higher level of excellence. So in that chapter, I actually share the notion of, instead of focusing on profitability, focus on prosperity. Because prosperity is an overarching umbrella that includes profitability, but it also includes prosperity in terms of talented employees, loyal customers and clients, loyal suppliers. So let's take it to a higher level of excellence and focus on prosperity, not just profitability. I also discussed the importance of tithing and following biblical principles in terms of financial planning as well. So there are a list of different tactics and also recommendations for how to really pursue prosperity as opposed to just profitability.
Well, you're still tuned into The Review, and we're visiting with Dr. Shalette Stewart. She's given us some wonderful insight into her new book, Revelations in Business. It is connecting your business plan with God's purpose and plan for your life. And I just can't give it enough accolades, and I can't encourage you strongly enough to visit us at joyandcompany.org to get your copy of Revelations in Business. And you may even want to invite Dr. Stewart to come out and speak to your group, your church, your school, whatever your business organization, contact her so that she can come out and further develop and explain Revelations in Business. I tell you, this is an excellent read.
There were two terms that you used in the book, and I always used them interchangeably, so maybe I'm wrong in that, but they're legacy and inheritance. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what the difference is?
Sure. You know, John Maxwell does an excellent job of speaking on that topic. I think it's important to really understand that when we speak of inheritance, particularly in American society and the Western world, we're typically referring to a tangible item, a tangible object that we inherit, typically after someone has passed on. But legacy is at a higher level. Legacy is not just a tangible item that you inherit after someone has passed. Believe it or not, your legacy has already started even before you've passed on. So legacy does not have to be tangible. The greatest legacy of all, I would submit, is the legacy that you leave of knowing God. So think about the people in your family. Think about your constituents in the workplace, in the marketplace. If you can introduce them to God, that's the greatest legacy of all. So oftentimes, legacy is an intangible. It's about principle, whereas inheritance is oftentimes a tangible.
This is wonderful. And I just need to ask you this. This is your first book, correct?
It is. I have to say, it's God's first book. I am simply the vehicle for it, but it is the first book. Though I've published articles in the past in different publications and business journals, but the first book, though, it was 8 years in the making. It took 8 years to write, and it was a joy.
I am just amazed at how well written it is.
Thank you.
And I think we were sharing earlier in the green room that, you know, doing this every week, talking to a new author every week, you really get involved in understanding and discovering new styles of writing. Business books, finance books have not been my favorite because I really am a reader for leisure. Mm-hmm. I like to read to entertain myself, and that just always seemed like so much hard work for me. But Revelations in Business is a very easy piece of work to read. And that's not, I'm not trying to take away from the quality. It's excellent. But when you think of a business book, you think boring. You know, help me out with this lady because I'm getting a little tongue-tied here.
Yeah.
But that is not the reading experience you have with Revelations in Business. So if you're out there and you're like me and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to read something that's going to be boring, I don't know. You might want to check this one out. It is very, very good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It is very good because when I think about financial books and business books, mm-hmm. most of the time it goes over my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I could stay with this. And I gained some personal, not just business, mm-hmm. things from it that really helped me. But I wanted to ask you, when you speak to groups about connecting business plans with God's purpose and plan, what are some of the obstacles or maybe some of the preconceived ideals that you're challenged with?
That I'm challenged with in terms of conveying
the
message to mm-hmm. them, I would say the main challenge is a mindset challenge. Growing up in the Western world and growing up in American society as we have, there's a culture in place, like in every society. And sometimes those are the key barriers. I'll give you an example. Oftentimes business schools and the world will tell us to go and develop a business plan or start a business based on a market niche. So look externally to the marketplace. Find a growing industry and pursue that for your career. That's contrary to the Word of God. We are, as His ambassadors, to look within. Begin by looking within to find out what He has gifted us to do, as opposed to looking externally first. So it's that mindset change, I would say, first. It's in enlightening folks to begin from within.
Wow, you're talking about changing the mind, you know, renewing the mind.
Yes.
That's a whole biblical process
right
there. Ooh, I told you this is a good book. Wow. I want to just thank you so very much for joining us.
Oh, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And thank you for the excellent program and platform that you have in place. You are truly enlightening the population when it comes to Christian literature. So thank you.
Oh, that is such a blessing.
Well, thank you.
I would like you to take just a really quick moment and address a senior college graduation business class. What would be the main concept that you want them to grasp?
Mm-hmm. The main concept is connect your career with your calling. Again, look within first. Find out what God has anointed you to do. Look at your innate strengths, your innate talents, your natural skill sets. Begin from within and then find a way to parlay that into a career. When you do that, it is as if you are being compensated for a hobby. That is joy. That's joy.
Wow. That's walking in your purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's making it all work. Your business and where you go on Sunday and just pulling it all together in the middle of the week.
Right.
You've been tuned into The Review with Joy and Company, and we've had a great visit with Dr. Shalette Stewart talking about revelations in business. We'll be back next week with a new book and a new author. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening. Our purpose is to promote and support Christian literature. If you are an author, contact us at joyandcompany.org or call us at 214-714-4474. Again, that's 214-714-4474. We'd love to be in the midst of your company. By the way, what are you reading?